podcast presentation of Hillside Four Square Church in Reno, Nevada. In today's Sunday morning message, New Year's resolutions, I'll be talking briefly about restoration, what God is doing at Hillside this year.
Luke 4, and we are in a series called New Year's Revolutions, and the message today I'm calling restoration, and it's been for probably the last 6 weeks or so. As soon as we hit just after Thanksgiving, I started hearing in my spirit over and over again, this is a year of restoration. And I don't exactly know all of that entails. I think in a few of our talks, especially going through the Holy Night series, some of the things that pop up is we can have an idea of what needs to be restored. We can have an idea of where God wants to work in our lives. The thing is God will often choose to start working in, through, and around our life in an area that we didn't expect. And so I guess the things I wanted to point out are this. Number one, restoration can be an area or an action of renewal, revival, or reestablishment in our lives. It can be a return of something that was there before in its original, unimpaired condition. It can be restitution of something that was that has been taken away or something that was lost. Or it can be something that has been renovated, something that is returned to its original purpose. And for me, I read through Luke chapter 4, and I'm going to read this verse. It's right after Jesus had done his time in the desert. He resisted the temptation of the enemy. One of the things that we see him do is he goes to his hometown, and he sits down, and he's called up to give a message that day. He opens up the scroll, finds the place in the prophet Isaiah. And he says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And then there was a bunch of people who knew him. And this is his hometown. And they said, "We know who you are. You're the son of Joseph, the carpenter. And Mary's your mom, and your brothers and sisters live here. And now you're trying to say you're the Messiah." Because what he's declaring is something that he read from Isaiah 61. And it says, "I'm here to bring things to the way that they are supposed to be." Please, no, I'm not saying, Jesus isn't saying, we're going to go back to the good old days when we were, you know, marching around like an Exodus. He's saying, "I'm bringing the original intent of man and the relationship with God. I'm restoring that which has been broken." And it says from there, he couldn't do very many miracles because not very many people believed. They doubted him. And he went to another place and he healed people. He healed the sick. He delivered the demonically oppressed. He brought restoration. As I'm reading through that, all of a sudden what jumped out at me was in Revelation, at the very end of the Bible, I want to read that as well, Revelation chapter 21. John says, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eye. Death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning or crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.' And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' He also said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.'" What Jesus started in Luke chapter 4, I believe comes to fruition in Revelation chapter 21. And between now and the time when we are united in heaven with God, he's at work in us, restoring the things to be the way he intended for them to be. I want to just revisit those definitions of restoration. I'm going to invite you to just close your eyes for a second and be thinking, what in here are you speaking to me, Lord? What do you want to do? To restoration is to renew, to revive, or reestablish. It is a return to an unimpaired condition. It is the restitution of something taken away or lost. It's something that's restored as if by renovating. And Lord, I pray for our church family. I feel very strongly this is a word for us individually and as a corporate body. And we pray for reestablishment of the values and the righteousness and the character and integrity in each of our lives, that we would be Christ-like. I pray, Lord, that we would be holy as you are holy. Ask, Lord, with the areas where we have been marred by sin, maybe it was choices we made or choices made by our father's fathers. We ask that you would continue to transform and renew and restore our hearts and our spirits. We ask, Lord, where there has been things taken away, where there's been things that are lost. We ask that you would bring restitution and restoration. And finally, Lord, we ask that you would renovate us, body, soul, mind, and spirit, that we don't go on autopilot, but that we are saying, Lord, what do you have for me today? In Jesus' name, amen. So Sean wrote a song, and it's called Restoration. And much like the song Be at Rest that he wrote, there's an element that to me is very prophetic. And I just want him to sing that over us. The words are going to be on the song or on the thing up here. And Weez, will you hit those lights? Thank you.
I'm feeling like beat up truck, and I'm rusting apart, and I'm down on my luck, and I'm wondering what you want from me, wondering what it is you can see in me. And I want your restoration. I need your restoration. Help me to appreciate all you've done and where I've been and the journey where you're taking me right now, Lord, where you want me to be. Oh, yeah. And I want your restoration. I need your restoration. And there's a time when I will shine, and all your work in me will show just how much you sacrificed and just how much you gave to bring me life. Oh, yeah. Every time I go out on my own. I try so hard to make it back home. Lord, I need your mercy. Lord, I need your grace. The brokenness inside me, put me back in place. 'Cause I want your restoration. I need your restoration. I want your restoration. I need, I need restoration. I want your restoration. I need, I need restoration. I need restoration. I need restoration. Thank you, Lord.
I'm a candidate. I need it. Anybody else beside me? Hey, right on. Go ahead and keep your hand up. Lord, we want and need your restoration, that you would be established firmly as Savior and Lord in our hearts and in our lives, and that that establishment would be in effect every area of our life 24/7. In Jesus' name, so be it.
This has been a podcast presentation of Hillside Four Square Church in Reno, Nevada. God bless you.